Assalamu alaikum. Bonjour. I am Lamia Pabion. I am a coach, hypnotherapist. I master the art of reprogramming the subconscious mind. Welcome to my podcast, 7 Years in Saudi. What is it about? I have one word for you, emotions. After 7 years in this incredible country, I just landed into a new dimension of myself that I was totally unaware of. This podcast is about sharing my experience, a growth experience, into perspective that only Saudi Arabia could bring to my attention. Last day, I was watching a video clip with my son. It's one of the activities my son has taught me to appreciate. It was thanks to him that I understood the power of music and how it could make me choose joy. Back to the clip, which was all about my son's heroes, a video montage of Avengers joyfully playing it Born for This from the score, his absolute favorite music of the moment. In the video, I see a sequence of Captain America suffering martyrdom to become the strong, muscular man we know. And then, bam, it jumps out at me. Yes, because I've been going through the hypnosis cylinder, especially humanistic hypnosis, this altered state of consciousness, where you find yourself in this gamma frequency, a state of hyperconsciousness. In this state, everything is about symbols. Everything is images and metaphors. In theta, made mode 2, since symbols are the language of the subconscious mind, or the great consciousness, if you want. So I see this superhero, super popular. In fact, my son has several figurines of him. Captain America. Captain America goes through a machine, which, as I see it, can be lethal. He can die. The suffering he goes through is the gateway to that state of superhuman strength we see afterwards. These muscles are a symbol of strength, Herculean strength. The fact remains that Hercules went through 12 labors before finding a certain serenity. Hercules, another metaphor. Suffering is the passage to the state of multiplied strength. Pain is the liquid of life in Dune, for example, the movie, where Paul Atreides drinks to pass to a state of hyperconsciousness. Paul Mu'addib suddenly sees everything with extreme acuity. He sees the present, the future, the past. But even more importantly, he seems detached from any judgment linked to these scenarios. He seems serene and very calm, whatever happens. For those who don't already know, diamonds are pure carbon, a carbon that has undergone extraordinary pressure. The human being is no different. I'm sure you'll agree with that. When we feel pressurized, we discovered ourselves. We discover our temperament. My grandfather took part in a war of liberation, but he wasn't at all predestined for it. He just wanted a job, a decent life. He had the ambition to have an easy, comfortable living. Nothing more. Nothing to do with being a hero. It was the pressure of emotions linked to injustice that catapulted him into the destiny he had. He played the game, and in the end, the rules didn't apply to him. That made him a little angry. What would you do? Add another layer of pressure, and you're touching on his dignity as a human being. maybe the dignity of considering himself capable of being respectable and respected. That's a lot of layers of pressure, don't you think? I'd say we've come pretty close to pure crystal, maybe quartz, what do you think? He felt a lot of pain. It pushed him to take up arms. There's another one who did the same, and who's a super famous superhero. Nelson Mandela. Yep. After a good deal of pressure, he ended up receiving continuous radiation pain for 27 years. Typical of a block of carbon that gets stuck between several rocks and receives an unheard of sentence of suffering. You've lost your freedom. You'll be breaking rocks for the rest of your life. I don't even know how he managed to survive to this. How do you resist? Hello, sir, your son is dead. So after all these experiences of pain and grief, either you dissociate yourself from your emotions or you become Captain America. That's my theory. I find this Captain America interesting because he doesn't have any extraordinary powers. He's certainly super fit. He seems to use his body in the most aerodynamic way possible. He's intelligent, obviously. I did notice that he was thinking outside the box also. At a military training, for example, it took him just a few moments to come up with a creative solution, debunking the pillar and retrieving the flag. It had been years, the sergeant major proudly said, since anyone had managed to do it. So he's fit, intelligent, and the icing on the cake, he's full of nobility. Yep, he seems generous, attentive, compassionate, and seems to embody his values. He does what he believes is right. A true hero. Yes, but this hero, to get to this point, he has gone through the mile, to say the very least. What am I getting at? This transformation, the transformation of our body, which is another barely concealed symbol of our subconscious mind. This transformation cannot take place without modifying the body's structure. The body is this very symbol of our subconscious. It didn't change his values to become Captain America. It was his values, his belief, that led him to be selected by this scientist who was looking for an ideal candidate to support his experiment. What changed, and I observe, thanks to this, he was admitted to military service, and it was his dearest wish. He succeeded in making his dream a reality. I conclude that other people, their perception changed. He didn't look like he used to. He changed his reflection. He changed himself so others perceived him differently. Maybe he simply changed the way he perceives himself so others see him differently. This obviously gave him an extraordinary boost of self-confidence. He already had faith in his convictions. He was determined to join the army, no matter what, to go and find a fight, an injustice. Something touched him in his gut. He wanted to go and fight with his people to have an impact on a deleterious global situation. He wanted to help. He was convinced of it. He believed he could. As well as transforming his body and add to that his conviction, he became unstoppable. Well, I'm also observing He has something else more than the others. A shield. Aha! Very interesting, don't you think? Super protection. A super efficient metal barrier to protect him from the fast, stealthy attacks that can penetrate his body. This protection, or anchoring, I understand, is necessary for a normal human. That's the point. Captain America is nothing more than a normal human. Why, what else would he need a protection? It's just that he's taking some nasty radiation, pressure, and suffering. It's made him stronger. His heart remains noble and open. Hence the protection. You can't be super strong and have an open heart if you can't protect your mind. Without this protection, you need to dissociate yourself from your emotion to stop feeling the pain of the heart, because it can kill you otherwise. Go ask Elvis Presley. He knows a thing or two about heartbreak. It finished him off. Captain America could be anyone. There must be plenty of them in every country. What do you think? I've met a few here in Saudi Arabia. A Saudi captain lady, to be precise. Captain Nouf. I'll tell you about her in another episode. I don't know about you, but when I feel these irradiation of pain and suffering, as if I were going to be made into a breaded crepe, it gives me strength to think that Captain America has probably overcome more than this. I need this hope. It boosts me. It inspires me. It's like I'm becoming the captain of my own ship, a master of my destiny. This captain metaphor is full of unexplored resources. What do you say, my captain? So, to sum up the story, we've got a normal human who's been through a lot. He took a lot. Well, he had a clear vision. He knew what he wanted to do. As a result, he transformed his body, modified his subconscious programming, and the belief he had in himself. Bim bada boom, Captain America begins. Add to this the fact that a normal human being needs to protect himself, to protect himself from the energies around him. Otherwise, even with your great strength, you can't survive. This element of protections fascinates me, especially since I arrived in Saudi Arabia. It seems to me to be a very important key to understanding the question of who I am. Understanding my identity couldn't be done without including this leverage of protection. Captain America is a warrior. He doesn't use his shield with his friends, but with his enemies. Understanding who your enemy is tells you a lot more about yourself than being with your friends. One sentence stood out in Matrix 2. When Neo goes to see the Oracle, he is forced to fight one of the Oracle's protectors, who tells him after the fight that he was sorry, but that he could only ascertain Neo's identity by fighting him. I've noticed that you discover people's values in time of crisis. In times of stress, you'll see whether the person uses novelty, transparency, or misery. In times of stress, we're in an automatic mode. There's no way to hide our subconscious programming, the one that will reveal the beliefs we've ingrained in ourselves. Our values and beliefs form our identity. This identity gives us the impetus to reach our true mission in life, our life purpose, something that transcends us, that joins our material identity, a goal so lofty that it makes us sprout wings, or gives us the courage to push through every possible layer of pressure to find that diamond-like state of purity, the diamond of our heart. Captain America followed his heart, there is no doubt about this, which led him to become a warrior. As a result, he came to terms with his identity, the belief he had in himself. He had the courage to change that belief about himself. No, he is Captain America, not some frail, almost too sickly New York boy. He changed that program in his head. The pain passed. He knew what was on the other side of the shore, much further, and way before that. Captain America always felt the gem inside him. Do you know what your inner gem is? Can you sense it? Let's talk about it in another episode. I am Lamia Pavio. I am certified coach and hypnotherapist. I will be happy to tell you another story in my next episode about my 7 years in Saudi, my dearest Saudi. Thank you for your attention. I will be happy to see that you subscribe to my channel. I love you all. Have a wonderful day and see you soon.